You're listening to Your County with North Yorkshire County Council on Stray FM. A series of discovery days are being run across Craven to help identify and solve issues in towns and villages. Here's Marion Tweed Rycroft, who's Stronger Communities Delivery Manager, to tell us more.
There are a lot of really good, strong communities across Craven, and some of those communities haven't needed much support, and others, there's quite a lot going on in terms of developing the places where people live so that they become more inclusive and so that they really support people within their community. And an example of that would be down in South Craven, where we've given some grant money to an organisation called the Glusburn Institute to research what older people that live near the Institute would like to see the Institute put on for them to attend. And once we'd done the research, then the Institute have got some money also to actually put those programmes of activity on for older people to attend. So that's one example. Another example would be in Settle, where we've supported the development of a time bank, which is basically a kind of version, if you like, of a babysitting circle. So it's reciprocal exchange of time and skills. We're working with community libraries across Craven, new community libraries where community groups have come together to become constituted and take on the delivery of the library service, both in Cross Hills and Settle. We're working over in Bentham to support an organisation so that they become more financially and managerially robust so that they can take on more services, more activities for that community. We are working in Skipton as part of the steering group of a Dementia Action Alliance. So there's an awful lot of activity going on across Craven.
Yes, lots of things going on. And another thing that you've recently started is this series of discovery days. And you had one of them in Settle recently, didn't you?
We did, yes. Yeah. And the idea behind that was really to bring together local people and organisations around a theme, and that theme was how can we work together to help people to have a good life in Settle, with particular emphasis on people with any kind of support need. So we had 29 organisations attend, very widespread. So, for example, we had the North Craven Strollers, which is all about walking for health. We had Settle Community and Business Hub, Settle Stories. We had a representative from the Airedale Wharfdale Craven Clinical Commissioning Group, Settle Town Council, Settle U3A, so very widespread. And what we did was we created a kind of cafe-style environment where people were and sat on small tables of about six or seven people with a table facilitator, and they were asked to talk about how they could help people, say, with a learning disability or a mental health issue, to have a better life, what their organisation does that could support people. So it was a really good networking event where people were able to exchange information and learn about what other organisations were doing that would support people, and also to develop perhaps new partnerships just by meeting and understanding in more depth what other organisations offer.
All sounds a really good work, and once upon a time a lot of communities were really tight-knit, but not necessarily so nowadays. So is this whole project really about trying to get that sort of sense of community back?
It is about trying to get that sense of community. In some places it really does exist and it's very strong still, and I think the more rural you go you find that communities have to be more resilient and more resourceful themselves, just because of where they're situated, really, that they are increasingly actually thrown back on themselves as services withdraw from more rural areas, services of all kinds, that is, you know, post offices and banks and things instead, as well as other kinds of services. So that does exist, and I think we need to acknowledge actually the really great work that already goes on within communities, and it's about strengthening that as much as anything, I think.
Okay, so anyone in the Craven area who would like to get involved in the Stronger Communities programme, or they have an idea for a project, how can they get in touch?
They can phone me, and my phone number is 01609 532236, and although it's a North Allerton code, I'm actually based in Skipton. And also they could email me, and my email is Marion, M-A-R-I-O-N, dot Tweed hyphen Rycroft at northyorks.gov.uk. And I'll be very, very happy to talk to people.